Inside on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices in Iowa and Nebraska. It's realestateconcepts.net. And Iowa Computer Repair. You want your computer to work? That's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
So it was an afternoon not too very long ago, and I was wandering around Windsor Heights, and I happened to overhear a conversation that a couple were having at the Grounds for Celebration. It's a coffee shop on University Avenue in Windsor Heights, and there was Nan McAdam, and she was talking to someone. I was kind of listening in, and she was talking to someone about her new book. And so after they broke up, I went over and said, "Hey, Nan, let's talk about that on the radio." So with us in studio is Nan McAdam. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here.
Thank you, Michael.
How long have you been writing?
I published my first book in 2013. Of course, I wrote as a child, but
sure.
Then, you know, you get busy making a living and things like that. So that wasn't, writing wasn't a priority at that time. So when I started taking care of my elderly parents, it was a very stressful experience. So I needed something to relax and unwind, and I started writing again. So in 2013, I wrote my first book about surviving the stress of your parents' old age.
Yeah, and this is the title of this book. It is Surviving the Stress of Your Parents' Old Age, How to Stay Organized, Loving, and Sane While Caring for Them. Is this a tell-all book, Nan?
I don't know how exciting a tell-all would be for me, but it is about my journey.
Yeah.
I have taken care of probably six older people in my life, my husband and I. And so it's a lot of tips in there about what to watch for. A lot of times people don't know when their parents are getting to the age where they really need someone to go to the doctor with them, or when is it time to give up the car keys?
Mm-hmm.
How do you approach that? That's a very sensitive subject.
It would be.
Lots of different things. How do you know when your parent is slipping and they need extra help? So there's some things in there to look for. You know, when they get older, they have a much more of a tendency to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you take care of it so, you know, they're not falling all the time over rugs and, you know, cords and things like that? So
tips and ideas how to help parents or other loved ones survive getting older.
Traverse that part of their life, yes.
Will something like this work for... You know, we are so disjointed anymore. It used to be that nuclear families would kind of hang out in the same town or the same village, and now we're spread out all over the United States. What about things in here still work if mom and dad live in Des Moines and I live in Chicago?
Yes. Some, you know, like the holidays, for instance, is a very good time when kids are coming
reconnect.
Back home to reconnect with their parents. It's a good time to notice little things about it and whether their parent is doing all right in their own home, or do they need assisted living, or do they need to go to full care? Those are questions that a lot of families don't know about. And when they live farther away, that is the questions that come up. A lot of times there is just maybe one child that's close, and that child or adult child ends up taking the most of the burden, not burden really, but most of the care of mom and dad. So there's tips in there about how to stay on the same page with your siblings. You know, that's an important thing.
It really is an important thing.
It
because
is.
Some people, if they're away from the action, if you will, of caring for their parents, they sometimes have a tendency to feel guilt, and that guilt can then manifest itself in all kinds of family dynamics that aren't very positive. Would that be fair to say?
That's fair to say.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's, you know, so many different family makeup. There's blended families and there's, full siblings and things like that. So it is important to try and stay on the same page. A lot of times the one that's out of town, they'll come back in and they'll ride in on their white horse do the things that maybe might completely... take away what the caregiver has done. So, yeah, it's something to watch for.
It really would be. The name of the book, by the way, once again, is this is an elder care guidebook, Surviving the Stress of Your Parents' Old Age, How to Stay Organized, Loving, and Sane While Caring for Them. The sanity part is really pretty important. I was my mother's primary caregiver for the final 3.5 years of her life. And I can tell you, I look back on that. As a matter of fact, Nan, I found a calendar that I kept daily because in her apartment, she lived on her own about a mile away from our home. And I remember she would say, well, you just don't come enough. You just don't come by enough. And I was like, Mom, I'm here every day. Well, no, I don't know. You know, you just don't come by. So what I started to do, I started to write time in, time, almost like a time card on this calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just say, hey, Mom, honest to gosh, I'm here all the time. But it is a exercise in trying to remain loving and sane and helpful all at the same time.
Yes, it is. It can be very stressful for the caregiver. One of the main reasons I wrote the book was because I had so much stress in my life at that time that I became sick. And then when I was through the sickness, I started doing some research and found out that I wasn't the only caregiver that ends up having problems with their health. And a lot of times they can actually precede the care receiver in death. So I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, there's got to be ways. I knew that I wasn't going to be able to ask my parents to change. My mother had Alzheimer's. My dad had dementia. So I knew that I had to be the one that changed. And so it was kind of a journey for me to figure out how to relax, how to let things go, how to not just, you know, a lot of these lifetime habits, when you get under a stressful situation like that, they just come to mind, you know, and you're right, go right into your own patterns. So I had to learn different ways to defuse my bomb.
Were you working at the same time you were taking care of your parents?
Yes, I was, but then I did retire early.
Got it.
And just started taking care of them. So I did have a little more extra time on my hands. And when they finally went to the care facility, because my mom, like I said, had Alzheimer's, my dad had dementia and could no longer stay in their home. And so then I started to... I had always wanted to do some writing, and I started a blog, and then I started writing books, and I've just had a blast.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just like a renaissance.
Her name, ladies and gentlemen, is Nan McAdam, and the name of the book is Surviving the Stress of Your Parents' Old Age. Do you have siblings?
I do. I have three sisters.
And are they in the area?
One of my sisters is now.
Okay.
But at that time, she was living in Kansas City.
Got
and
it.
Then I have another one in the Quad Cities and another one in the little town of Bussey.
So you were the primary caregiver.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
I got it. When we talk about caring for aging parents or relatives, what are the primary things? The caregiver has to take care of him or herself as well, correct?
Yes.
Because if you can't be there, then how good is it, right?
Right.
Yeah, I would imagine. And what kind of tips could you offer people to care for themselves?
Well, I think they need to remember this is the most important thing, is that they have to take care of themselves first.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like being on an airplane, and you know when you all of a sudden depressurize and those little yellow things pop out of a ceiling ahead of you. If you don't stop and put your own mask on first,
right,
then you're not going to be any help to the children or whoever you're caring for. So you do have to take care of yourself, do some things that make you happy, follow your passion. You know, everyone has different passions, and you just have to take time for yourself.
You know, one of the things that I experienced through that whole adventure, and it really was, and I would do it all again.
Mm-hmm.
I would sit back even today now, you know, years after, and think to myself, how did I get anything else done? Because you're really burning the candle at a couple of ends. And
yeah.
when I uncovered this calendar just the other day, as a matter of fact, I was going, how in the world did I get anything done in my businesses?
Yeah,
you know? It is something. It's called Surviving the Stress of Your Parents' Old Age: How to Stay Organized, Loving, and Sane While Caring for Them. Good stuff.
I think, too, people have to keep in mind, too, that someday there's a role reversal.
Yeah, there is.
And how do you find out where your parents, where their financial things are? You know, there's a lot of things that you really need to know before they get too sick.
Oh, sure. Well, not only that. Yeah, there's just a lot of stuff, especially in the area of medical care.
Yes.
I mean, all the paperwork that floods through, you know, you got all this stuff going on. Somebody's got to take part in all that.
So it's, you know, it's time before they get too old.
Yeah.
It's time to sit down and decide where the things are, where they're kept. You know, when I first wrote this book, I really thought that it would be the caregivers that would be the ones that bought them. And they do. but it's probably 50% are older people that buy them for their children. Mm. And the reason they do it is because nobody wants to be a burden to their kids. And everyone knows that if you're blessed enough to live long enough, you're going to need help.
Right.
And so they don't want to be the burden. And, you know, I had one lady come up to me when I was at an event, and she said, you know, I got this for my children. And she said, I read the section on Mom, You're Driving Me Crazy. And she said, I realized what I was doing to my daughter.
Yeah.
And so there's just a lot of things in there for both the older person and the
younger
person.
Do you have children yourself?
I do.
Okay.
I have three.
And how do you, that's another struggle sometimes, is how do you, in that sandwich generation, while you're taking care of your aging parents, you also have kids to think about.
Well, mine are all adults now.
Okay.
And I have one that lives in town, and he has a boy, and I do take care of the boy, too.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yay. Grandma's got to do that kind of stuff,
I
right?
love it.
So you, not only have you written this book, but you've written three others. So we want to make it clear, ladies and gentlemen, that Nan is not a one-time wonder here. She's got a couple of interesting-looking books here. Saving Mim, The Secret Key of Mim, and Invasion of Soul Eater in Mim. Wow, this sounds really scary stuff.
Well, it's fantasy. It's got dragons and mermaids and
is it
all
for
sorts
children
of
or is it?
It's for middle grade.
Okay.
Now, when I wrote I wrote Saving Mim for the reluctant reader. Now, the reluctant reader is usually a boy. He's very involved in sports, and it doesn't have to be a boy, of course.
Sure, sure.
But they're in sports, they're in video games, and they just don't take the time to read. And so, I wrote this for that particular person. And I have found out that it really has worked. They love it because it moves fast. There's a lot of action. And the character, the main character, Charlie Cadabra, is a very relatable person for them. He starts out in this world. He is bullied and picked on because he never really feels like he belongs.
Hmm.
And I think that's something that most children do go through.
Lots of people do.
And so then he finds out that he's really not from this world. He's from the land of Mim, which is the land of magic. And he's the last of the magicians, and he has to save Mim.
How fun.
Yeah, it's a fun book.
Yeah. And so you have three in that series, is that correct?
I do.
All right.
I do have three. And then I just wrote my very first adult horror. I say adult, not that there's content that is, you know, explicit
risque.
Or anything. But it would be way too scary for kids.
Ah,
so
really?
I'm hoping to keep my mem readers away from it.
So where does that come from, Nan? I'm on the scary stuff. I mean, did you like going to haunted houses, or is this why do we like to be scared?
Well, I think that being scared kind of gives you it puts it off on something else rather than your own self. I have always enjoyed horror.
Of course.
I've always enjoyed, you know, horror writers and things like that. So I just kind of feel like I'd like to try my own
sure.
hand at it.
And have you got a name for that book yet?
Yes. It's Alcohol, Bibles, and Demons.
Alcohol, Bibles, and Demons.
Yes. It's about an alcoholic Bible salesman who can talk to the dead.
Very nice. booze, women, and movies. You know, that's what we spend our money on. Well, good stuff. Thank you so much for doing this and
Thank
coming
you for
back. Once
me.
Again, the feature book that we really want to point out to you, and we'll have links to all of this on our radio blog, is Surviving the Stress of Your Parents' Old Age and How to Stay Organized, Loving, and Sane While Caring for Them. Nan McAdam, thank you so much for coming
down.
Thank
you, Michael,
for
having me. I appreciate
it. We will have links to all of this up on the radio blog so you can get a closer look at who Nan is. I almost said Mim, who Nan is as we introduce her and her work to you. Thanks again for doing this.
Thank
Good
you,
stuff.
Michael.
All right.
I appreciate it.
We're going to have to step aside, find out what happened today on Wall Street. As I indicated to you earlier, the Wall Street markets looked pretty doggone good today as folks were feeling pretty good about the upcoming tax cut legislation. That story and the numbers when we come back on Inside on Business, the News Hour.